Hey y'all. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I hope this message, I hope this podcast is finding you in a good space right now. I'm not gonna do a story time today. I know I've been gone for a while, but you know, I've been going through life. I'm sure everybody has. But I didn't want to do a story time. I really just wanted to come on here and rant. I'm sorry if you could hear the frustration in my voice, but I just needed to rant. So we're not gonna waste no time and we're gonna get into it. Okay. First and foremost, I wanna send prayers out to Texas. You know, we just experienced a winter storm, which was it was hard. So I just want to send prayers out to, you know, my fellow Texans, you know. I want to send my prayers out to everybody who has lost somebody during this pandemic. My prayers go out to you. Even if you didn't lose somebody and you just need somebody to pray for you, I'm sending prayers your way. May the Lord lift you and strengthen you and let you know everything is going to be just fine. With that being said, just like everybody in the world right now, my world got turned upside down last year. Now, I've been working since I was 16 years old. If you guys know, I work two jobs, and I've been working since then. I don't know what it feels like not to work, you know? I've always been one of those people that I'm very firm on going to work. I feel like if I'm one of the people that can go out and hang out with my friends, I don't care if I'm hungover. I'm gonna get my ass up and go to work because, you know, I still got responsibilities. So, March of 2020, I lost my jobs. Both of my jobs because of the COVID virus. Around that time, I remember getting this feeling in my gut of hopelessness. The fact of me not knowing what was going to happen was literally making me sick to my stomach. I have never felt that feeling before, as far as when it comes to like how I'm going to make ends meet. Like all of that was new for me, and I'm like, okay. Well, I know I got my savings, so I know I'm going to be okay. But I do know eventually my savings will run out. Then what I'm going to do? My last checks I got from my two jobs were good. You know, around that time, I was working extra hours because a lot of people were scared to come to work because of the virus. So a lot of people had started their break earlier than a lot of us, you know? And so I was like, okay, so I got my last check, you know. I'm always a person, I'm going to pay my bills before I do anything. That's my thing. Before I call myself trying to treat myself, I need to make sure my bills are paid because you never know what's going to happen. So, you know, all the money I get, I split it between my checkings and my savings. And so I'm in Texas. I don't know if you guys knew that, but I'm in Texas, and our unemployment is called TWC. So if you hear me say TWC a lot, that's the name of our unemployment service. So everybody was like, oh, you got to file for your unemployment. I have never filed for unemployment ever in my life. Ever. So this was a new process for me. And I'm like, okay, so, but the process was kind of easy. I mean, it was kind of frustrating because a lot of stuff, I mean, they want to know your business, let's just be honest. But it was easy. Now, one thing I will say is, I don't know if it has changed, but when I first did my unemployment, they would not let me have unemployment for two jobs. But that was okay because my second job, I had so much vacation time built up, they was going to pay me for my vacation time. So that was going to really last me for the remainder of the year of 2020, my second job, because our vacation is rollover. If we don't use our vacation, it just rolls over. And I had so much vacation time. So I wasn't really worried about receiving a paycheck from that job. And so I applied for my unemployment benefits. Of course, I got it. They tell you, you know, they send you this whole package letting you know, how much you're going to get, how much your balance is. And, you know, basically you're going to get it every 2 weeks. So I was like, okay, cool. Now, around this time, they had put that you would get your regular unemployment benefits plus an extra $600 on top of that. Now, everybody was excited, even me. Because I'm like, cool, I'm going to make sure I save up. I'm going to be saving. Because, you know, a lot of people was getting paid more money in unemployment in the beginning than they were at their regular jobs. So when my unemployment started kicking in, I started saving. And I started paying my bills in advance. Like 2 months in advance, I started paying my bills. And sometimes, if I got a little extra, I'll pay 3 months in advance. It just depends. Right? So I'm paying my bills up. And everything is going good. You know, I'm getting this extra $600. My savings is looking really nice. My bills are getting paid. I'm good at this point. Now they cut off the $600 and you just start receiving your regular unemployment benefits, which was really nothing. I know one of my closest associates, we don't work for the same company. She worked for another company, but she just was a regular employee, like a regular cashier or something. And she was telling me, now that they took that $600 off, she was just bringing home. She was just getting like $300-something every 2 weeks. How do you expect somebody to survive off of that? I don't know. So, I wasn't really worried because, you know, I was saving up my money. I wasn't like some of these people. They was getting this extra money. They was going out buying brand new cars, Saint Laurent bags, Gucci this, Gucci that, buying a lot of shit they know they couldn't afford, right? And around this time, too, your apartments, depending on where you lived in Texas, they were very lenient with you when it came to your rent because it was so fresh. Like, okay, well, y'all don't have to pay y'all rent, but if you do get a little something, you can put a little something on it, but y'all don't have to pay it now. But that wasn't me. I was paying mine up because I don't trust that whole it just gonna add up type shit, because I knew at a certain point they was gonna be like, okay, this the cutoff time. Your balance on your rent is so-and-so. If you can't pay it, then you're going to get kicked out. So I didn't want that to happen to me. So I was paying my bills regularly. I wasn't cutting none in half. And so, you know, shit happens. You know, it's life. You know, car breakdown. You got to have surgery. So a lot of things that I did not expect happen that I had to pay for, which definitely put a damper in my money. Like, I had to have surgery in 2020, and my insurance was gone. Like, basically, we were told one thing, that our insurance was going to last us until 2021, but it didn't. Once it was official that we were furloughed, and furloughed means laid off, for those of you who don't know, they cut off our insurance immediately. So I literally had to pay for this surgery with cash. I had to pay for it out of pocket, the whole thing. So that put a big dent in my wallet. And then my car broke down. I had to get my transmission rebuilt on my car. And anybody know anything about cars? If you get a new transmission or a transmission rebuilt, them things ain't cheap. So I had to pay for that. And it was a lot of stuff that was happening that I didn't foresee that I had to pay, which made my money dwindle a little more. So around this time, this is in November. We fast forward all the way to November. Around November, I started to notice that I wasn't getting paid for my unemployment. I was doing my payment requests, but there was no money coming. Now, Anybody who lives in Texas know that getting in contact with a TWC agent, I'm not even talking about no contractor worker, an actual TWC agent is hard as hell. It's hard. So I knew I was going to have problems getting in contact with them because it was hard. Everybody, it was around this time, everybody was talking about it on news and everything, how people was complaining about, they'd be on hold for 3, 4 hours, or they would call 50, 60 times a day, and they still could not get in contact with TWC. But I said I was going to try. Could I get in contact with them? Hell no. So November is coming and going. So the whole November, I didn't receive money from unemployment. So, there we go, dipping into my savings again, paying my bills. Now, at this time, I'm not paying my bills in advance no more because, I had a lot of things that I didn't foresee that I had to pay for with my cash. So I'm just paying my bills as they come. As they come in, I pay them. But my savings is basically about to be depleted. Like it's about to be gone. So December comes. I'm still not getting paid in December. December 16th comes, and finally, TWC sends me a letter in my correspondence. I don't know how every unemployment goes everywhere else. Y'all gonna hear me say that a lot, but we have correspondence, which basically like an email inbox, and you go in there and they send you letters, talking about your unemployment and stuff. And basically, the correspondence they sent me was like, basically, I needed to verify my identity. Which kind of blew me for a minute, because I'm like, what? Why would you? The crazy part is, you think y'all would start verifying identities when y'all was giving people an extra $600 every 2 weeks. But now that I'm getting this regular unemployment, y'all wanted to verify my identity? Okay, whatever. December 16th, I follow the links they send me. I verify everything on December the 16th. The lady I talked to, she said it should take no more than 2 days, but give it a week. I said, okay, cool, no problem. And I asked her, do you think they're gonna back pay me? Because at this time, I'm just making payment requests and I ain't getting paid for it. She said, yeah, they should back pay you. Now, this is one thing I don't like about these contractor work. Now, she wasn't a contractor worker, the lady that verified my identity. She was somebody else. But these contract workers, they all give you different answers because they really don't know. Let's just be truthful. They don't know. These TWC contract workers do not know. So a lot of one, well, actually it was just one. One lady told me they wasn't going to back pay me. And one lady told me, a couple of people told me they was. So now I'm nervous because I'm like, I've been doing these payment requests since November. Here it is, December 16th. And I still ain't got paid. Like, dang, they gonna pay me. What the fuck I'm gonna do? And at this time, I'm doing application, application after application. I'm doing phone interviews, and nothing is coming my way. Because they at this point they reinstated the work searches. You have to do a certain amount of work searches in order to qualify for your unemployment benefits. I don't know everybody work search amount, but mine was three. I had to do three work searches per week. And I was doing them because, I was at this point, I'm just tired of it. So I'm ready to go back to work. Even if it's something temporary until my jobs open back up, but I'm ready to go back to work. But nobody was calling me back after the interviews. And I have done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of applications submitting my resumes. And guess what? Here we are, February 23rd, 2021, and I'm still not employed. But anyways, just to go back. So time is going by, time is going by. And I received this letter from unemployment saying, hey, you didn't reach out to us on December 24th, the day before Christmas. I received a letter from unemployment saying, hey, in my correspondence, since you didn't reach out to us on the 23rd, you are ineligible for your unemployment benefits and we're not going to pay you. So now I'm in panic mode. I'm calling. I finally talked to a contracted worker. And she was basically like, hey, that message is automatic. It's an automated message. Because I didn't get in contact with them by the 23rd, it automatically sends me an automated message. But once they get everything figured out, they're going to retract that and pay you, right? So I'm like, okay. So, yeah. Christmas, Thanksgiving, it sucked. You know, everybody going through things financially. So we really didn't celebrate it, to be quite honest with you. We really, really didn't celebrate it. And so I'm reaching out again because I'm still not getting my money. Even though I'm making my payment request, it has been well over a week since I did my identity and I still haven't heard nothing. Now, on top of that, I'm trying to go and see my 1099, which is a paper they give you for your taxes, to see where it stands. And it's at zero. Everything says zero. The paper basically says unemployment never paid me and I never paid taxes. So I'm like, great, something fucking else I got to deal with unemployment. So I'm calling. I don't care how many times you call. You will never get through to a TWC agent. I don't care how many times you call. And mind you, at this point, TWC was very firm with letting people know. We have hired thousands of people and we are open from 7 in the morning to 7 at night, 7 days a week. And you still can't get in contact with their motherfucking asses. Like, if you was to call TWC exactly at 7, all their lines gonna be busy. Everything. Immediately at 7. Like, I'm starting to believe that they got like 3 or 4 actual TWC agents. And y'all got a million of these fucking contract workers that can't do shit. Right? So I talked to the contract worker. The lady was like, because my identity is being verified, they have it on hold. They put my account on the freeze. That's why I'm not getting paid. And that's why my 1099 is showing blank. I was like, okay, fine. When is my hold going to be off? Like, the lady told me it was a week and it's about to be 2021 at this point. And she was like, you know, the same thing they tell you. Oh, they're busy. They behind. Give them some time. Cool. All right, fine. So, did November, no money. December, no money. Here we are, January 1st, 2021. No money. Finally, on January 4th, I get a letter in my correspondence saying, hey, your identity has been verified. We retract that last message we send you. And yes, we will back pay you for those 6 weeks that you missed, basically. And I'm like, cool. Now I can put this money and I can start building back up my savings. Because like I said, a lot of things I didn't foresee happened with, I had to dip in my savings. So January 5th comes and they process my back pay. Now, they didn't pay me my six weeks. They only paid me 5. But at that point, I wasn't fucking complaining. So, I finally get my money and I'm cool. Now, around this time in December, the ex-president, he passed a new CARES Act. And this new CARES Act, it extended the unemployment benefits. And it allowed you to get an extra $300. Now, it's time for me to file my new payment request. You know, I didn't already verify my identity. My account should be good to go, right? I make my new payment request, and guess what? My account is froze again on January the 6th, 2021. And I'm just dumbfounded at this point. I'm just like, what? I'm shocked. Because they haven't sent me nothing. The last message, of course, I got from them was in January 4th. Saying, hey, we verified your identity. So I said, maybe it's a glitch, you know. I'll give it like a week. Maybe it takes a week. A week and a half passed and I'm calling TWC. Like I said, you can never fucking talk to a fucking actual TWC agent. They got all these fucking contracted work. As soon as you call, the first thing they say is, I have been contracted by the state of Texas, blah, 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 bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Basically saying, yeah, you calling and you waited online for 3 hours to talk to me and I can't really do shit for you. Basically what they saying. I talked to this woman on February the 3rd, y'all. I was finally able to get through on February the 3rd. Mind you, I hadn't been able to file nothing. The last payment I got from my unemployment was January 5th, which was my back pay for 2020. So now that this new CARES Act started, I'm not able to get shit. I talked to the lady, and I had to give this contractor worker her props, because she was trying her hardest. Because she was trying to understand, why is my account like this? Why is my 1099 blank? Why are they saying they paid me for shit they didn't pay me for? Like, what the hell is going on? Right? So I give her props. She worked it hard. Now, she told me, you know, she basically did the best she could. I was on the phone with this lady for almost 2 hours. Her trying to figure out, her and her manager was trying to figure out what the hell was going on. They both told me that they have never seen a 1099 that was blank. Never. But it obviously states in their system and on mine that I have been receiving benefits and I have been paying taxes. So they don't know what the fuck going on. So she said, I'm going to try to transfer you over to a TWC agent, because, you know, she did do the best she could and I appreciate her for that. Now, she tried her hardest. She tried like 45 minutes to transfer me over, but she couldn't. She comes back on the line and she told me, I do apologize. I know, you know, she just apologized. Look, at this point, I'm feeling bad for her because, you know, she's like, they basically not giving them no tools to work with, because they can't do nothing for people. And it's frustrating them because they don't hear what people is telling them. They don't hear people calling them crying and saying, look, my landlady is about to put me out. I need to get my money, you know? And so she was nice. She told me that she would try again, try to patch me through. But TWC told them that to only try one time. What kind of bullshit is that? If you get somebody and you need to transfer them to a TWC agent, only try one time. If you can't get through, tell them to call back. When it takes you months to get through to any fucking body. Now that pissed me off. That pissed me off. So at this point, I'm pissed. I haven't received no payments or nothing. Here we are, February 23rd, 2021. And you know what? I still ain't fucking talked to TWC. I don't know what the fuck is going on, and I still haven't got paid. I had to reach out to everybody, as far as my landlady, my electric company, my car insurance, my car note, my cell phone company. I had to reach out to everybody and let them know that, hey, I'm going to be behind. I don't know when I will be able to pay, because unemployment hasn't paid me, you know? The little money I got from my back pay, I had to put towards bills, so now I'm like literally back at square one. And it's so embarrassing and so degrading when you got people like my apartment people who like, they don't believe you. They feel like you trying to get over. Now, initially, they like, oh, you know, we don't never have a problem out of you. We always know you pay your rent or nothing. But when you can't pay it, oh, no. Nah, basically, you got to show us. So I literally had to go down there, pull up my unemployment on their computer to show them that I haven't received a payment since January 5th of 2021, which was my back pay for 2020. I haven't received a payment since then. Now they got a change of heart. Now they feeling bad for me. Oh, I do apologize and this and... And I'm just like, how dare you? How dare you degrade somebody like that? You making them prove to you that they can't pay their rent. Like, that is the most embarrassing, degrading shit ever. And then I did all that just for them to say, Okay, so I don't know how it is where y'all live, but after the third, in my apartments, rent is considered late. Or if you pay your rent on the fourth, it's late. So she basically was like, "Well, you got it to the sixth. We're gonna give you until the sixth. If you can't pay it after the sixth, you're gonna have late fees. The first day is $75. After that, it's $1. It's $10 for each day. How does that help me?" And here I am, now I'm frantic because everybody's basically saying the same thing. My electric company was like, "Yeah, we'll give you an extension, but you're gonna have some late fees." My insurance company, my car insurance, they ain't trying to help me at fucking all. I'm just gonna be honest. Now, my car note people, I give them credit. They were very compassionate with me. Like, they understood what was going on, and they understood, I'm not that type of person to try to get over on somebody when it comes to paying bills. Because this is new for me. Having to depend on the fucking government is fucking new to me. Because I've been working since I was 16. And so they were very understanding. I didn't have no problems with them. So at this point, now I'm frantically trying to get in contact with unemployment. I'm calling every day within a month. 'Cause it's been a month since I've been going through this shit with unemployment. It'll be 2 months in March. Within a month, I have called unemployment over 400 times. Ain't that crazy? Over 400 times. I have emailed everybody I could think of on their little contact page. I have even put in requests for them to call me. And like I said, as of February the 23rd, 2021, I have still have not resolved anything. And I'm just at this point, I'm literally stuck. 'Cause I'm like, I don't understand for the life of me how y'all are open 7 days a week from 7 to 7 and nobody's able to get in contact with y'all. And y'all were so firm on people knowing y'all have hired thousands and thousands of people to work for y'all, but you still don't get nowhere. Why do you have these contracted workers answering the phone knowing they can't do shit for us? Y'all all got them telling us the same lies. Oh, it'll be a couple of days. Oh, it'll be this. Oh, it'll be that. And nothing happens. Like, we literally just sit in the dark, basically. And then on top of that, on top of unemployment fucking me over, I have to choose now. Like, the little savings that I do have, I have to choose. Because my insurance is out. I don't know if I already said that. So every time I go to the doctor, I have to pay cash, which is fucking expensive. I don't know if I said that already. But if I did, I'm going to say it again. Just to go see my primary doctor, it's $100 just for a visit. So now I got to choose between my health and putting food on the table so I can eat. And then the crazy part is people are like, "Well, why don't you go and apply for like SNAP or food stamps or whatever?" Guess what? I tried and the motherfuckers denied me. I know they don't think I make too much money because at this point, I ain't making no money at all. Now, I will say the little money I get from my other job, my second job, it's okay. It's helping me to get caught up with my back pay on some of my bills, but not really, because that ran out. Now, this is in November. My last check I got from them was maybe the week before Christmas. So now at this point, I'm not getting nothing from them no more because I haven't been to work. You know what I mean? So I haven't accumulated no more vacation time. Like, they literally paid me all my vacation time. Y'all, it's frustrating. It is frustrating. 'Cause like I was saying, now I gotta choose between my health and putting food on the table. Like, can I really afford to pay $100 to go see my doctor? Or should I put that $100 towards my electricity? It sucks, y'all. It sucks. And everybody wanna move to Texas. Why? These people don't give a fuck about us. And I'm not the only person frustrated. And then you got these motherfuckers that's saying, well, y'all just being lazy. Y'all need to go back to work. And to those people who feel like that, kiss my ass and shut the fuck up. Do you honestly think people would rather deal with the fucking government and this TWC unemployment shit instead of going to work? Seriously. At least when I went to work, I knew I was having a for sure paycheck coming in every 2 weeks. With unemployment, you don't fucking know. They're going to cut you off today or tomorrow. And you will never know why. Because you can't get fucking through. So for y'all to feel like people are just taking advantage and they become lazy, shut the fuck up. I wouldn't wish going through this to nobody. And I pray that I would never have to get the government involved in my life again. Because all they have doing is fuck me over. And now I know I need to be more cautious and I need to save more. Because if you think the government is going to come and rescue you, you might as well go ahead and dig your grave. Because they is going to disappoint you every motherfucking time. Y'all, I'm sorry if I'm sounding frustrated, but I really, really am. And then I watch TV and I see this woman on TV, you know, saying how she hasn't had unemployment benefits in 4 months. The little stimulus that they gave us, she had to basically give to her landlady, the whole thing, because her landlady was threatening to kick her out because she ain't paid rent in forever. And she's a executive lady. She, you know, she's one of these corporate ladies. And she said she went from having a certain lifestyle to having to go and stand in line and get food at a food bank. She never thought she would have to do that. The one thing this COVID did, it humbled the fuck out of a lot of people. And let you know, at the end of the day, we all on the same playing field. I don't care if you corporate, you executive, you whatever. They cut off your pay. You need a help just like we do. We all literally on the same playing field now. But the fucked up part is she had to go to the news and she got her profile, her unemployment profile fixed like that. But if she did it, she still would be waiting. So why people got to do that? Like, I'm like, shit, do I need to call the news to get my shit fixed? Because supposedly it was already supposed to be fixed. The fact that y'all have it on hold, again, it blows my mind. But it's a shame. I've seen a lot of people go through these news stations, and they get their profile fixed in a matter of seconds. Now, I'm just going to be honest with y'all. I have reached out to a couple of news stations, and maybe my story ain't juicy enough. Or maybe I'm not really telling them in grave detail. Because I'm just more like, you know, I've been having problems with unemployment. Like, please help type shit. I ain't really going into grave detail. Maybe I need to go into grave detail so they can be like, okay, yeah, we really need to help her. And get my stuff fixed like that. And it's crazy. Let's talk about it. I don't even know if we can talk about it on here. I haven't been on here in so long. It has updated and everything, and I love the new updates on here, but I don't even know if we could chit-chat, but it's crazy, y'all. And then on top of that, we go to this winter storm. We just had a winter storm, which, again, our fucking government, I want to say our government, our fucking governor, our state representatives, all these motherfuckers just didn't fucked us. We went so long without water, so long without electricity. It's ridiculous. You think they would be prepared for stuff like this. Even though in Texas, it depends on what part of Texas you live in. We really don't get snowstorms like that. Like, I wouldn't even call it a snowstorm. The city I live in Texas, I wouldn't even call it snow. It was just more like hard ice. That's what it was. I wouldn't even call it snow. But for it to fuck up the electricity grid for days, and then you can't get, y'all, 2020 is 2021 is, baby, it's turned out a certain type of way. But I'm trying to remain positive, y'all. I'm trying to. But I'm so frustrated because it's like, where do you go? Who do you talk to? Literally, who do you talk to? I try to get on Twitter because, you know, all you got to do nowadays is blast certain companies on Twitter and they reach out to you right away. You try to get on Twitter and TWC Twitter website, they just post a lot of bullshit. They ain't posting nothing updating you, really. They don't send out mass emails saying, hey, we know we behind, be patient with us, some shit. They don't do nothing. And I'm at this point, I'm terrified because I'm like, okay, my unemployment benefits, they run out in March. I'm praying that this shit gets resolved in March because if not, I'm going to have another problem I have to deal with. Yeah, I'm just ready to go back to work. I'm not one of these type of people who depends on the government. I have never in my life had to depend on them. This is the first time I'm going through this and I pray it's the last time. Because I have been fucked enough by them within a matter of months. Y'all, just pray for me. Send positive vibes my way. Because it's really crazy. And then you do all these applications. I did an interview recently. And the gentleman I talked to, hell, I don't even know if I said this already. I'm sorry if I'm talking in circles, y'all, but I have so much shit going through my head. So if I've already said this, I do apologize if I'm talking in circles. But he was a nice guy, and I liked him because he was honest. After the interview, he did tell me, he said, you know, I would love to offer you a job. So, of course, I got excited, like, ooh, okay, I'm going to be able to do some type of work, you know? Get some type of income coming in religiously. No. He said, but I'm gonna give you a scenario. He said, I have 50 people that's applying for this position. He said, now this is just a scenario. In reality, he got way more people. He said, out of those 50 people, the position basically says that pay can be negotiable. Really, it can be negotiable. The max he's willing to pay, he did say on the website, was $15. But that depends on your experience. He said, now, I see you. I see your application. I see your resume. You are beyond experience. He said, but look at it like this. I got 50 people applying for this position. Out of those 50 people, 30 of them are kind of new to the sales. They new to sales. They've never done it all. They only got maybe like 6 months experience. So I could start them off at $9.85 or $10. And then there's people like you who are way experienced, who I know I can start off at $15. But why would I hire the remaining people for $15 an hour when I have 13 people that I could pay between $9 and $10. And it pissed me off what he was saying, but I understood what he was saying. He basically was saying what nobody else was trying to tell me. He said, a lot of these people you do an interview with, they'll tell you, oh, we're going to keep your application on file. You should be hearing from us. And they already know once they get off the phone with you, they're not going to hire you because somebody came behind you that's cheaper. And they have to pay less. He said, I just don't want you to be waiting by the phone expecting me to call you for this position. Because in reality, I have a lot of people applying for this position and a lot of people that's not as qualified as you, but I can pay them less. And I feel like that's where I'm at. I have did over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of applications, and guess what? Nobody has hired me. It's fucked up, but I appreciated his honesty. He was very honest with me. And I appreciate him for that. And I thanked him for that. He said, I'm not saying this to discourage you. I said, no, because it's kind of one of them things you say to yourself. But it's different when you hear somebody else say it, like, okay, yeah, I knew it was what it is. But now I know for sure that's what it is. And he said, he's not one of them people who, you know, step outside of his professional character. He said, but you know, he could tell by the way he talked to me that, you know, I'm just looking for something. And he said he would love to hire me. He said, but he already know that if he offered me $9 and some change, I wouldn't take it. He said, and I wouldn't even disrespect you that way, because that would definitely be a downgrade. A definitely downgrade. He said, because the least I should pay you is 15 with your experience. He said, and that's kind of low, but I wouldn't offer you $9. That'll be like a slap in your face. So it sucks, y'all. It sucks. But I'm just trying to take it a day at a time, y'all. But I'm so frustrated with this unemployment. I'm really beyond frustrated. Because it's literally nobody you can talk to. Nobody. They tell these contracted workers the same thing. They're all telling you the same thing. Go on the TWC website and click on the little bubble at the bottom that say chat with us and request a call back. You never get that call back. Or email these people. You never get a response. So at this point, I don't know what to do. I really don't. I'm sorry to come to y'all with this rant, but I just needed to get it off my chest. I feel like people around me are kind of tired of hearing it because they kind of going through the same things too. So I just needed to vent without getting a size. Like, here she go again on this rant about unemployment. Like, we know, we all going through it. So I just wanted to just talk freely. And if you're going through this, my heart goes out to you. You know, my heart goes out to people who have mortgages, families, and you are reduced to having to provide for them with nothing really. You know, it's just me and I'm having trouble. And I can just imagine what you're going through. So my heart goes out to you. But, you know, I always tell myself there's always light at the end of the tunnel. No matter how dark it gets, no matter how frustrated you get, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know when I reach that tunnel because it's pretty dark now. But I know eventually once I get close, I'll see that light. And I know everything's going to be all right. I want to thank y'all for listening to me, letting me rant. I hope y'all have a great week. And I will be updating you guys on this journey I'm going on with my unemployment and with everything. Y'all have a great day, okay? And stay positive. You know, I try to remain positive, although it's hard sometimes. You know, we human. But I try to remain positive, and you should remain positive too. Especially during this time. Everybody is stir crazy because they in the house. They ain't working. They struggling. Just have a little positive vibe come your way. You're going to be just fine.